Ayanna Alexander's expert at this, a product of Howard University, and she is Bloomberg Law social justice reporter, and of course this on what we have seen in Minneapolis, and frankly just in the last hour another some form of shooting in Ohio, and it will go on and on. Ayanna, thank you so much. What is social justice, Ayanna? Let's start with a definition. What is social justice to someone as young as you?
That's kind of a loaded type of question because it is so broad. I think criminal justice is kind of looped in. I think people think criminal justice and social justice are the same thing. They are not. Because social justice includes, you know, environmental justice and working on climate change. It includes what's happening in the LGBTQ community. It's, you know, looking at what's happening with police reform. It's so many moving parts that I think kind of the definition has kind of gotten lost over time. But the focus has been what's happening with the police and police misconduct and police reform.
Can you give us your perspective of the next step within police reform? There's a politicization in America. People are deeply divided on this issue. I think we can all find that. Where's the common ground to the next step?
It's sounding like the next step at call to end qualified immunity is what's being reinvigorated. And I'm not only hearing that from civil rights advocates, but even some law enforcement themselves. I think if more of them start to come together and meet with that consensus, that may be the next thing. I mean, look at New Mexico. They started to implement their own qualified immunity abolition. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I think we could probably see that piece being squared away first.
Ayanna Alexander with us, Bloomberg Law social justice reporter. What is the next step, Ayanna, for Mr. Chauvin? What does he do now in the coming weeks before sentencing? And then do I presume there's an appeal process?
Yes, you presume correctly. I've been hearing from several defense attorneys that Eric Nelson, who was Chauvin's defense attorney, will probably hit the ground running sometime this week, more than likely Thursday or Friday, because the momentum is still high, emotions are still high, and they're going to try to get this going as quickly as possible.
And so, Ayanna, what Tom and I were just discussing is, you know, what's the thinking at this very, very early stage post-verdict of kind of what this verdict means for the overall national discussion of race relations, of policing? Is the expectation that this will, in fact, serve as a starting point for perhaps a more invigorated discussion?
I think a lot of people are thinking that, you know, this is a step towards accountability, which is great. But then, as, you know, we talked about briefly, there was just the shooting in Columbus. So I think more people will have more eyes on policing and police reform now that this is done and now that we've actually seen this type of verdict, which we hadn't seen before. But I'm not entirely sure where, you know, activists go from here. They're going to continue fighting on the ground. That's not going to change. But I'm not entirely sure if training changes with police officers. I've been asking law enforcement about that, and that could potentially be something that's on the books as well.
Ayanna Alexander, thank you so much. Bloomberg Law social justice reporter reporting there on a trial in Minneapolis.